In this episode, we hear from Aaron. Aaron has very recently become head boy for the Braintree area, and he talks about showing kindness, what he's been doing in lockdown, and the frustration when he sees some people not following the rules. Okay, so Aaron, why did you become head boy of the multi-schools?
I think I just became it after loads of effort going through, like, do many, many things for my school, as I'm in the school council. And I had lots of great ideas for what we should do. And I listed some reasons on why I should be the head boy of the Moore School Council. And in the end, I just eventually got the most votes.
Yeah, you did. And you were voted in by the adults who were in the room on that day, which was brilliant. And it was a great speech, Aaron. What was it like for you giving a speech in front of, like, lots of other children? How was it?
I think it was all right. I mean, I'm not at, like, my strongest point, but I can definitely do that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you showed everyone in that room that day that you can. And you said, Aaron, that you always have lots of, like, good ideas. So what are some of your ideas, Aaron, that you have about being head boy and making sure that everyone is accepted no matter who they are? What are some of your ideas?
I think that one of my ideas is that certain people with stuff like ADHD, stuff like that, if they have those, then I think that the teachers, they should try and make them get along with another person, because they might have troubles making friends.
We hear that sometimes, that it can be difficult for some children to make friends. What do you think would help children be able to make more friends, Aaron?
I think it's if, like, children didn't spend all their time with the same person and more with other people. And also, there are some really nice people in the world. So in our school, there's a buddy bench, and that's usually where people will sit, and when someone will come up to them and ask them if you want to play.
Now, that sounds like a great idea. Obviously, one of the big things at the multi-schools meetings is you get to meet children from lots of different schools. So what was it like for you, Aaron, meeting children from lots of different schools?
I actually really enjoyed meeting all of them, because then I got to know that everyone at the schools, they are still exceptionally kind and act like not the green children, yet they are just from different schools. That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you mentioned the word kind there, which is really important. You also, a few moments ago, mentioned ADHD. What do you know about ADHD, Aaron?
I don't know much about it, but I just know that some people who have it just usually don't get along with people because they're too shy or whatever.
Okay. And so ADHD is one area where, you know, it's a difference within our brains. And do you know any other differences that people might have, Aaron, that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think that people, no matter what race they're from as well, should be included, because no matter if you're black, you're white, or you're yellow, you should still be included.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really important message, Aaron. That's what the multi-school is all about, including people from all backgrounds. And that obviously includes children with autism as well. So we mentioned ADHD. Do you know much about autism, Aaron?
The only thing I know about autism is that they don't really communicate that much. They usually, at schools, spend most time with teachers.
So that's why we're trying to build more understanding, because some children with autism can communicate lots and lots, but you're right, some other children with autism can find it hard to communicate. So that's why we're building all this understanding. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier, Aaron, but why is it important in these meetings that young people talk about their differences? What difference do you think that makes?
I think it's a difference because it lets everyone show their opinions, and your opinions matter no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really important. And that's why we speak to lots of young people like yourself, Aaron. Obviously, at the moment, we can't all meet because we're in lockdown at the moment. What kind of things have you been doing in lockdown to keep yourself, you know, entertained?
Mostly consists of doing schoolwork and playing games.
And what are some of your favourite games, Aaron?
I play a lot of Roblox, Minecraft, the usual game stuff.
Yeah. It's lots of children who list those two games a lot. So it's good that you've been doing some of that stuff in lockdown. And what do you miss about school the most?
Seeing my friends.
Yeah. And that's been the top thing that a lot of young people have told us. So Aaron, when you do eventually go back to school, we obviously don't know when that is right now. What do you think schools should do to help children, you know, settle in and feel better when they do come back?
I think that they should slowly but steadily increase back to the normal work scheme, because loads of people, they've been doing the same thing. Like, we've got White Rose Maths at the minute. They might still be doing that, so we need to go up from that until we can get back to the stage where we can go back into our maths book and start doing those things again.
You've made some really good points, Aaron, and you've answered the questions really well. I know when I spoke to one of your teachers, they said that you might have your own things that you want to talk about. Is there anything that you want to talk about while you've got the chance, Aaron?
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about how this whole pandemic has been really stressful, because there's been loads of people disobeying the social distancing and stuff like that, and I'm just really, really disappointed in them, because they are the ones that are in most danger, or are the ones spreading the danger.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said you feel, you know, really frustrated because we have to like almost trust other people to follow the rules, and some people haven't been. So
it's basically like taking a gamble, it's like either you move, because every time I go on a bike ride, I always follow the social distancing rule, and I take that very literally. I would stay away from the person on the bike ride, because the path is like the same size as my room.
Yeah.
And so that means that if it goes like onward, there's not going to be much people space to social distance. But there's a ton of grass, hill, but I am not taking any risks. So every time someone goes by, I just go onto the grass and avoid them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's some really good advice, Aaron. And actually, there's a lot of adults out there who could learn a lot from what you're saying. So what would be your words of encouragement for those children that are following the same rules as you, Aaron, and are being safe? What do you want to say to those children that are doing the right thing?
I want to say that they're doing a good job and they should keep up. And if they see anyone, they should tell them that they should be still following the rules.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously you mentioned, you know, missing your friends, and only when people can follow those rules safely and sensibly will we be allowed to go back to, you know, seeing friends and family and all of that. So thank you, Aaron. You've given some really good answers on lots of different issues. And I know that lots of people listening will take lots from that. Thank you very much.
I only have one question.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask a question, Aaron.
But why would they start with Year 6 Foundation in Year 1? Because then you're putting the younger children more at risk.
That is a very good question,
because
Aaron.
Because the pandemic is still going on.
Definitely. And when this podcast gets released, we may be at a different stage of that pandemic, but that is a really sensible question to ask, and it's one that I can't answer. But who knows, Aaron, we might have some people that listen to this that eventually they might be able to answer that question for you. Thank you very much. Take care and look after yourself.
You too.
These episodes are supported by the brilliant Active Essex, who sought out some funding for us to continue these episodes. If you'd like to advertise on any of our shows, please get in touch with me by emailing mschoolscouncil@gmail.com.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.